Blog Talk Radio.
Precious blood of the Lamb. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. It's late. It's 9:30 in the evening. This has been a long and challenging day. Praise God. I'm in studio to do this Manna. Well, the title of this series is Strangers Came, Invaded, and Despoiled Judah. Strangers Came, Invaded, and Despoiled Judah. Our scripture text for this week is Jeremiah 51:51, and it reads, "We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame have covered our faces, for strangers are come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house." Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this glorious opportunity, this daily opportunity that you afford us to draw near to you, the living God, and not just the living God, but our loving Father. We draw near to you, Lord, as this day draws to a close. We draw near because you are the source of life that we depend on. We turn to you, Lord, because only you have the words of eternal life. Bless us, Lord, we pray. Bless us this week as we consider Jeremiah 51:51. Teach us, Lord. Instruct us in your ways. Show us the advantages of serving you. And Lord, help us to maintain our guard, to maintain our watch, to be ever vigilant. For strangers are coming, and they're coming to invade, and they're coming to despoil us. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We've been on the topic of strangers now for several weeks. And in the first couple of weeks, we've been talking about the strangers who came against Ephraim. Now, if you turn to your outline, I want to show you the difference between Hosea 7 8 and 9 and Jeremiah 51:51. Hosea 7, 8, and 9 has to do with Israel, the 10 tribes, the 10 northern tribes, referred to in the Bible as Ephraim in numerous instances. The first king of the divided northern kingdom is a man by the name of Jeroboam. We studied him already. We talked a little bit about him. We had a day in which we covered his life, his rise and fall, which was quick. King Jeroboam was the king of the 10 northern tribes of Israel, known as Ephraim. King Jeroboam was a servant of Solomon. He worked for King Solomon. And when God rent the kingdom from Solomon's hands, God gave Jeroboam 10 tribes to the north. Those 10 tribes were taken captive by Assyria in the year 722 BC. This can be confirmed by the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. There are many other scriptures, but that's just one scripture, one proof text that I will give you to prove that the captivity of the 10 northern tribes was prophesied, was predicted by the great prophet Isaiah. Sadly, those 10 northern tribes never turned from captivity. Those 10 tribes were swallowed up by Assyria and the surrounding nations. As a result of this captivity, from which they never returned, the people lost their identity and their place as the people of God. They just melted away. They intermarried and lost their identity, something God had warned them about. Now, in Hosea chapter 7, verses 8 and 9, we saw that strangers were coming against Ephraim. Now, King Rehoboam is the son of Solomon. When God rent the kingdom from Solomon, not in his day, but in the day of his son, as was told to Solomon, God gave Solomon's son two tribes, the two southern tribes, the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin. The two tribes of the south and the 10 tribes of the north make up the entire nation, make up the entire people of God. Now, Judah was taken captive by Babylon in the year 605 BC. This is confirmed by Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. The two southern tribes of Israel returned after a 70-year captivity. This, too, is confirmed by Daniel 9, 24 through 27. So the 10 northern tribes were lost forever. They're known as the lost tribes of Israel. They never regrouped. They never regained their national identity. They never joined Judah in the south. And the two tribes returned from the Babylonian captivity 70 years later. Now, the difference between Hosea 7, 8, and 9 and Jeremiah 51, 51 is that Jeremiah 51, 51 describes the strangers coming against Judah. So the stranger coming against Ephraim was Assyria predominantly, And the strangers coming against Judah was Babylon. So notice. Notice, my dear brothers and sisters, the people of God, it makes no difference if you're Methodist. See, we look at these two nations. We look at Ephraim to the north and Judah to the south, and we can call them denominations, whether you're Lutheran, Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, you name it, whatever you are. Whatever you are, Satan is going to have his emissaries coming to the church to beguile the church, to infiltrate the church. And once they infiltrate the church, they will pollute the church. And once the church is polluted, the church will disintegrate. This is what the text says. This is what Hosea 7 teaches, and this is what Jeremiah 51:51 teaches. So, Wilson's English, Hebrew, and Chaldee Lexicon and Concordance. We looked at this definition last week. It was in our previous outline, but I have it included here again. Hebrew verb zur, meaning to be alien, as of another people, a stranger, including frequently the notion of an enemy or barbarian. The Assyrians were the enemy or barbarians against Israel, the 10 northern tribes. Babylon were the enemy or the barbarians against whom? Judah to the south. Strangers. It says here in Jeremiah 51:51, for strangers, who are those strangers? The Babylonians. For strangers are come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house. My brothers and sisters, strangers came to Judah. Strangers invaded Judah. And strangers despoiled Judah. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, Daniel chapter 1, the book of the prophet Daniel, because I want you to see how Judah was despoiled. Judah was despoiled. To be despoiled is to be stripped of your wealth. Daniel chapter 1. Verse 1 and 2 reads like this. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into the hands with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he, Nebuchadnezzar, carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. So they raided the sanctuary of the Lord. They raided the house of the Lord. They raided the temple of the Lord. They took out all of the valuables in the house of God, and Nebuchadnezzar brought them back as booty to his God, Bel, and placed them in front of his God in the sanctuary of his God back in Babylon. That's what it means to despoil, to strip of wealth. But not only was the wealth of the temple taken, but then, all of the wonderful people of God, the gifted people of God, such as Daniel, they too were taken from the land of God and taken back to Babylon. So you have this human commodity. You have human beings which are of great value, more of greater value to God than vessels. And so the land was stripped of its people and of its treasures, and taken back to Babylon. My brothers and sisters, the devil takes it all. When he comes, he is determined to take it all. And since the people of God sinned in Ephraim and the people of God sinned in Judah, the Lord removed his hedge of protection and he allowed Assyria first and Babylon second to come as enemies, to come as barbaric hordes, people of God, to take them away. Now, this is a warning to us. No Christian, no individual saint, no church, no local congregation or segment of Christendom, like the Methodists or the Baptists or the Episcopalians, no Christian, no church, or segment of Christendom is exempt, immune from the debilitating wiles of spiritual strangers. Remember, my brothers and sisters, the enemy is going to come like a Delilah with wiles, with sweet words, with sweet lies, entice us and beguile us, to deceive us, to cause us to turn away from God. The strangers are coming. They're coming to invade. They're not coming bringing gifts. They don't come bearing gifts. They come to invade. They come to strip the church of her financial riches and of what? Human potential. The many wonderful saints, the many wonderful people we have serving the Lord, the enemy would want to deceive them and take them over to his side and pollute them and use them to further his agenda in the earth. We're going to leave it there. We're going to come back tomorrow as we continue to develop text. But as you can see, the devil's coming after the whole church. He's coming for every saint, congregation, every denomination, all of Christendom. He will stop at nothing. But we stand on the words of Jesus who said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We love you, Lord. Have a good evening, saints. Get a good night's sleep. In Jesus' name, amen.
All my friends ask what can they do to help me get over you, but I'm not blue and all broken in two. Why should I? Don't you